The Israel Report for the latest news and insights with Anthony Reich.
Anthony Reich, a very good morning to you. How are you?
Boker Tov, Eid Mubarak to our Muslim listeners. It is Eid al-Adha, which is a four-day festival in the Muslim religion, which interestingly commemorates, translated as the sacrifice, commemorates the willingness of Abraham to sacrifice his son, Ishmael, according to the Muslim version of this particular story. So, of course, in the Jewish and Christian religions, we believe that the sacrifice was Abraham, who was asked to sacrifice his son Isaac. In the Muslim religion, we have a slight deviation of that version. And this is Eid al-Adha, which commemorates the festival of the sacrifice.
Interesting. I didn't know that there was this difference in approach. Either way, and fascinating to see how different religions observe different days. Talking about, I've got to get onto the story first because it's massive. It is massive, and I know it's a big story for you because you are an ice cream fan, and you happen to
very much.
Yeah, you've mentioned that a number of times. Ben and Jerry's has decided to stop selling its ice creams in the inverted commas occupied Palestinian territories. I just wish that they sold ice cream in South Africa so that I could stop buying it, but they don't. So that means we've got to live vicariously through you. Tell us the story.
Well, we did talk a few weeks ago about the fact that Ben and Jerry's had stopped tweeting. And Ben and Jerry's are quite well known for being a very socially aware and involved company. Obviously no longer owned by the original Ben and Jerry, two Jewish boys from Montana who set up this ice cream company, which is today actually owned by the huge Unilever Corporation. But we did mention that Ben and Jerry's had stopped tweeting. And this seemed to come as a result of them being castigated on social media for not making any comment about the war that was taking place in Gaza at the time, Operation Protective Walls. And there was no comment on social media from the Ben and Jerry's company about this, even though they had been very active in tweeting on other social events such as the Black Lives Matter. They'd become very involved in that. And their silence on Twitter apparently continued until yesterday when they came out making a statement that went as follows. After 2 months, they made a statement that they've said that Ben and Jerry's will end sales of our ice cream in the occupied, capitalized Palestinian capitalized territory. That was the tweet that came out. And then they went on to say that we believe it is inconsistent with our values for Ben and Jerry's ice cream to be sold in the occupied Palestinian territory. That is really where they stand on this particular matter. They do have, or they have had until now, an Israeli distributor through whom they were distributing their products in Israel. Apparently behind the scenes, they had approached that distributor to request that they don't distribute Ben & Jerry's to certain areas within the area that, of distribution that that particular company has control over. The distributor apparently has said that they will not accede to that request. And in particular, the Ben & Jerry's company, the corporation, asked that they don't distribute ice creams to the areas within Judea and Samaria, within the so-called West Bank. Let's call it whatever you wish to call it by. I don't want to get into the political discussion of what the right terminology is, but that they decided that they didn't want that distributor to distribute the ice cream there. The distributor refused that request, as a result of which Ben and Jerry's have decided to make this public announcement. First of all, they've ended, apparently, their agreement with that distributor. They claim that they're going to be distributing Ben and Jerry's in Israel through other means. I'm not exactly sure what that means. But they're no longer going to continue to work with that distributor. And then they've made this public statement where they're basically saying that they don't wish their ice creams to be distributed in the so-called occupied Palestinian territories. We've already had a discussion about what I think about the so-called occupied Palestinian territories and why I think there's no occupation. And I think that it's just a misrepresentation of the situation to continue to refer to it as this new three-letter acronym that they like to use now, the OPT, which really goes against everything that we feel here. But nevertheless, even Prime Minister Naftali Bennett has decided to get involved in this. He called the decision a huge mistake, and he has personally vowed to fight this decision with all our might, in his words. This is a moral mistake, and I believe it will turn out to be a business mistake, he said. And boycotting Israel, a democracy surrounded by islands of terrorism, reflects how they have completely lost their way. The boycott does not work and never will. We will fight it with all our might. That's according to Prime Minister Naftali Bennett. Even Foreign Minister Yair Lapid has become involved. He said the move is shameful capitulation to anti-Semitism, BDS, and everything bad in the anti-Israeli and anti-Jewish discourse. That is a quote from Yair Lapid, the Foreign Minister of Israel, on the decision of Ben and Jerry's to not wish to distribute the ice creams in the so-called occupied Palestinian territories.
But Anthony, looking at it another way, just from another a different angle, or what Ben and Jerry's really saying is that Israelis will have access, in their world, Israelis should have access to Ben and Jerry's, but not Palestinians.
Well, not really, because I mean, there is the notion, there is the view that the so-called occupied Palestinian territories are occupied by Jews living in areas which belong really to Palestinians. That's the, you know, the base of the accusation that these lands are occupied. And so the idea is, I mean, I'm guessing that those people, should they wish to buy Ben and Jerry's ice cream, would be quite happy to go anywhere else and buy it. It would be available to them. It just won't be made available to stores within certain geographic areas. That's all. And whoever buys from those stores, whether it be Arabs or Jews, whoever, because both really go around those areas. And so whoever would normally buy at those stores wouldn't be able to buy the ice cream.
Just explain this to me. Ben and Jerry's was bought by Unilever in 2000. Is that right?
I'm not quite sure which year it was, but yes, it was bought out by Unilever. That's correct.
So who makes this decision? Is this a Unilever decision? Is this a Ben and Jerry's decision? And what does this mean for Ben and Jerry's Israel? Because is that a separate company?
The company, there is this concept of Ben and Jerry's global.
Okay.
And I think that Ben and Jerry's within Unilever seems to me to still be an identifiable separate part of the Unilever group. And so I believe that this is not a Unilever decision. In fact, Unilever is selling, you know, more products than just Ben and Jerry's within Israel and hasn't had any issue up until now, as far as I'm aware. And so as far as I can tell, this is what they would call, you know, a decision by Ben and Jerry's itself within the Unilever group. Ben and Jerry's Global. I don't know that there's a Ben and Jerry's company in Israel. From what I understand, Ben and Jerry's has been distributed in Israel through a distribution agreement with a local company. And so I don't know that there is a local Ben and Jerry's company set up separately in Israel, but certainly I think that this seems to, from what I can gather, to be a Ben and Jerry's decision, not a Unilever decision as such.
Right. Okay. And we've certainly seen a massive response from Jews and supporters of Israel around the world. I'm seeing reports saying kosher stores across New York, the five towns, all simply removing Ben and Jerry's from their shelves.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the obvious response to this for supporters of Israel, because this is really an affront to Israel and how any company can say and say, well, we're okay for you to sell our product in stores in these geographic areas under your distributorship, but not in those geographic areas because we want to make some sort of a political statement, seems to be a little strange to me. But I think that this is just Ben and Jerry's response to the massive amounts of criticism that they came under for not making any public statement because they have been so active in the social world, making all kinds of statements up until now on social issues, that they were called out for not making a statement about the situation within Israel, within the, you know, the conflict with the Palestinians, and certainly those people in Vermont, their groups within Vermont, which is, you know, the home base for Jen and Barry's, Ben and Jerry's, there are groups from that local area who have really been quite critical of them and called them out. It's not clear to me what financial impact all of this has had on their company. I would be surprised to hear that it's had a substantial impact on them up until now. But apparently they have been called out, and I think that they've been quite sensitive to having been called out and having gone silent on Twitter, which is really not their style. They've been active on, you know, voting racial justice and LGBTQ plus rights and all kinds of other things. They've been very, very vocal about all of these things, and all of a sudden they've gone quiet.
We were worried. We suspected something was up.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. It'll be interesting to see what happens now, because Ben and Jerry's certainly have just made themselves synonymous with Israel hate. The other interesting thing I keep thinking is they were known for their flavors, the charoset flavor around Pesach time, all of that just gone up in smoke.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they have been very, very active in the past in getting involved in, you know, all kinds of different flavors, trying out different things which are, which would appeal to their Jewish clientele. And it's going to be interesting to see how the Jewish clientele responds to this one.
We don't have a lot of time, but I think it's important to just speak about the IDF retaliating against two rockets that were fired from Lebanon into Israel last night. Tell us about this.
So sirens were sounded in the Western Galilee area in the, around 4 o'clock this morning. Two rockets were fired from Lebanon, one of which was intercepted by an Iron Dome unit stationed in the north. The other is reported to have fallen in open territory. No damage was reported, no injuries were reported, and there are no special instructions for people in the north today. Business as usual in the north, in spite of that unanticipated attack, certainly from our perspective, although it seems that the IDF were ready for it with the Iron Dome unit ready. It seems from what we can gather that this may well have been a retaliation against IDF attacks that were taking place over Syria. Now, that's the only link that we can really draw, because there would be no other obvious reason why there would suddenly be rocket attack coming from Lebanon. From what we can gather from Syrian journalist reports, there were attacks that took place against areas in the Aleppo area last night. The IDF is considered to have been responsible for those. Apparently there were weapons warehouses and things like that that were attacked in the Aleppo region. And as a result, it seems, because as again, there seems to be no other reason why this would have happened otherwise, two rockets were fired into Israel from Lebanon. The Israeli, the IDF responded with artillery fire, with tank fire from Israeli side of the border. There are no reports of the Israeli Air Force having been in action over Lebanon in order to retaliate those rockets. But it seems as if they're a very limited response in order to try to prevent any massive flare up of hostilities on that northern border.
Anthony, that's where we leave it. It's just gone 8 o'clock. We'll catch you tomorrow morning at 7:45. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 High FM.